Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. Former, whatever you want to call me. Heel Clint. Dad Clint. Damn.
Dad Clint.
I got new AKAs. AKA the Dad's Dem Sugar.
Okay.
The Dad's... Wait a minute. That means dads like me.
I know.
So then am I the mom's Dem Sugar? No, because then that's saying like other moms like me. Women love a responsible ass nigga. Like if you got a family and you look responsible... Women, they won't say it. They be like, see, here's the thing. I think Chris Rock had this joke. Guys see a good guy. You see your homie with a good girl. You're like, damn, I got to get a girl like that.
Yeah.
And women are like, nah.
I need that nigga.
I got to have him.
And I don't be wanting y'all.
The hell, I don't want y'all. But yeah, anyway, Dad, Clint, whatever. Before I get into the podcast, I uploaded this one on YouTube. So if you want to watch it, if you're listening, you want to watch it, you can watch it. Yeah, I'm high. I'm not gonna lie. So okay. Yeah, I might be foaming a little bit. Let me actually get my Stanley, so I can not do that. And I'm keeping all this in the joint.
I like that cup, the ombre.
Yeah, man.
That'd be cute in a nail color.
40 ounces. Pause. But anyway, I hope I'm still in focus too. You can check while we're doing this.
Would you like me to check?
Go ahead and check, man. I'm leaving all this in. I'm not taking this out. We're gonna get all to right, it. The podcast is gonna be that good. All right. Before I get there, if you're watching it on YouTube, though, me, my co-host, or my guest, Dominique, both.
I think he said co-host. I think he wants me to be here all the
absolutely
time.
Absolutely not. We'll see. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I'm kind of great.
We're both wearing edible sweatsuits. Women, men, go ahead, grab you one. I'm going to post this on my story, too. If you're lurking through my stories, I'll show you a picture of the baby, but... See that we got on the edible merchandise and go get you one. Just respond to this and say, send me the link, Clint. That's it. That's all I'm asking. And also, if you watch this to the end, the Fuckboy Podcast is back. I've already done like 4 episodes in secret. It's kind of like listening to R. Kelly in secret.
It was weird because like I text you and I was like, hey, I just got this alert.
Yeah.
Is this correct?
Yeah, it's me, man. But I'm Dad Clint now. So, all right. Here we go. Before I introduce my guest, y'all know how we do this. Top of the key, I got the ball. My godson came over my house for the holidays. He was with me for about 4 or 5 days. Now, I like spending that kind of time with him just because he looks at me like a father figure. We bond. That is like my son,
okay.
Right? He's nothing like me. Right, he doesn't have my personality, but I don't know what he like about me, but that's neither here nor there. My godson has a girlfriend,
okay,
and I am very, very happy that he has a girlfriend. The reason why I'm happy that he has a girlfriend is because this is the first time I've seen in a long time what a teenage love looks like. You remember the song Teenage Love Affair by Alicia Keys? Now, y'all can hate the woman all you want, but the song is fire. I remember Teenage Love by Slick Rick. Gather around. Yeah. Come on. I say that to say, but she got that boy's nose open wide. Aww. He fell asleep on the phone with her, and I was like, yo, why do y'all do that? He was like, she just loves my presence. And I'm like, damn. And it's made me start thinking, why in this generation don't we glorify being smitten? You niggas call it being pressed. No, there's nothing wrong with a girl having your nose open wide. It's okay. I wish I was 17 again in his phone it says my heart. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. What I'm saying is, man, like there was nothing like being smitten growing up. Why don't we, like, we call it being childish, but what's wrong with a little childish for a second? Be childish dating. And I don't mean childish meaning like, you playing games, I'm playing games. No, nigga, we playing the kissing game. See what I did there?
That was good. I was like,
I'm playing, we're playing the kissing game. That's what they be doing. I left him down. She came over the house. I left him downstairs.
Okay.
I gave Nate privacy for a little bit. I know he.
Oh, you said 17?
Yeah, he on. But it's in the living room. Okay. So, like, it's like you can hear me when I'm coming down the steps.
Yes.
I'm giving you your space.
Yes.
But when I come down, respect my house.
Okay.
When I come down, you, because you, I purposely.
But did you continue?
I just want him, like, my point is, there's nothing wrong with being a child when it comes to love anymore. What happened to that? You lost your childish spirit because you too busy trying to date grown and mature and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, but also, there needs to be balance. It's called two things can exist at the same time. You could be dating with all the fucking intentions you want. But on the other hand, you can also be a child. Like, let the nigga know you smitten, yo.
Yeah.
Let her know, bro, like, yeah, man. Like, whatever. Get back to texting your boys. Get back to texting your boys about her. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can I get a wake-up text?
I'm trying to lead you in. You keep jumping in the rope at the wrong time. I was going to lead you in. Because I got to introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, my homegirl, Mr. Dominique Lovins, man, a.k.a. St. Angeles. No claps in the audio. Fuck it. Let's talk. We'll get to everything you're doing later, though, but let's talk now. Let's talk about TD. Like, let me start here. When's the last time you were smitten? Why are you looking at the camera like that?
God.
Like, smitten. I mean, like you texting your girlfriends about this guy. Like, you, every time he texts, you like, it is not funny. Like, you LOLing this nigga, and it's not funny, but you entertaining it. When's the last time you smitten?
It's been such a long time, honestly. But I'm thinking back over my, like, relationships and being my big age. I don't even think I've even said anything to, like, my homegirls about a guy. I don't know.
So you just be getting played in peace.
No. Ooh, I caught myself. I'm about to say no, bitch. Like, no. It's not.
No,
like,
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Women be saying men are embarrassing. Ain't nothing worse than you tell your homegirl. You tell your homegirl about a nigga.
Never mind.
Yeah.
No. Because also, I don't know if it's just because the situation that I'm in, like my relationship, I've just been here for a long time. And that sounds like, oh my God. Like,
No. You just.
But I'm thinking if they've even said anything to me. And now I do remember one instance where my homegirl told me something. And I was just like, hey, that's kind of broke behavior. But I just left it alone outside of that. Like, I just didn't say anything else. Because at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do.
I see what you're saying. So basically, okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. But there's nothing like I've been in an all women's group chat, and like they really be cheering each other the fuck on, right? You get like they meet somebody and you're like, girl, let me tell you, he got this. I'm like, damn, yo, can I date this nigga? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm not pausing that. Y'all know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the point, no, I mean, because niggas gonna be like, yo, pause, Clint. Like, no, but it's like, I love hearing my homegirls telling me about a guy that they met. Like, no, I'm not gonna say her name, right? But she had just rang in her birthday maybe like a week and a half ago. She knows who I'm saying when she sees this. And she's like, I can read you the text messages. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so full, Clint. This is the best birthday I've spent in years. Mm-hmm. I'm finally allowing the man to lead. Like, yo, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, like, I'm happy for you. I want that. You deserve that. But she's smitten. And it's like, you know, why can't we get back to that? Why can't we get back to, like, oh, let me ask you this. What is smitten to a girl? Like, when you smitten over a guy, what are you doing? Let's start there.
Ooh.
First of all, you're doing that. Cheesing.
It's that. It's like a lot of that. You kind of feel flustered. You have, like, butterflies in your stomach. Mm.
Butterflies in your stomach. Like when you're talking to them, butterflies in your stomach when you're around them.
Yeah, it's like, because you don't want to. I'm clumsy. So... One day I'm not going to be clumsy, Clint.
Niggas is not going to not fuck because you clumsy. Well, like, you spill some juice on my floor. It's like,
it's embarrassing.
I'm going to mop it up and then give you some mop.
Yeah.
No, for real, though, hold on, real quick. I'm not fucking because you're clumsy.
You don't want
but
to
I get what you're saying.
You
yeah.
Like, I'm goofy. Like, I don't, like, is it too much? Like, you're like, oh my God.
It's
like,
being,
you're in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I see
like,
what you're saying. You don't like want to overdo it.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it. Like, but I'm also still showing up as myself.
But not your full self.
Nigga, because, listen, I still don't know how I broke my toe, okay? Like, that happened last year. I broke my toe. I don't know how.
So what does that have to do with this?
Like, just, like, that's just me. That's how clumsy I am.
Oh,
like, I'm
you broke your toe.
Like, yeah, I'm silly like that and just goofy. And so you think about stuff like that. It's just like, oh, my God, am I going to be too much?
Okay, okay.
You know, like, saying the right thing. Like, it's just...
Look how you describe it.
Like, you know,
it.
Like you think about your first date with somebody. Think about like the
you
nurse.
Talking like the girl from the coffee shop on Linux.
But I'm just saying.
That's how you talking, man. She's like, yeah, you know, when I'm smitten over a guy, you know, normally, you know, I know you ordered the hot chocolate. So listen. This time I use sugar instead of like, that's
I
how
use
you
milk say. Instead of the water.
Yeah.
And it's just
you
like,
extra special.
I mean, yeah, but it's just like. Especially if you've been out in the streets for a while.
Yeah.
And you like meet that guy that kind of really sweep you off your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to make sure like.
I can respect that. I can respect that. I can respect that.
And I'm a smiler. Like y'all see it. Like it's just like, oh. I think about the first time I like saw like my nigga. He walked in the kitchen. I was at a house party. And. That nigga took my breath away, and I had never experienced
the guy
that
you
before.
Right up.
I was like,
"See, that's
oh,
some smitten shit."
I was like,
"He took your breath away?"
Wait a minute,
like that's some song shit. He took
like,
your
the
breath.
The nigga took my breath away.
How? Like, what do you mean?
I
like,
don't
were you like?
No, I was just like, but and also because he wasn't somebody that I would necessarily.
Who is this nigga,
my,
man? I don't think I've ever taken a woman's breath away.
Listen. Cue the song.
Man, I don't think I've ever, like, I don't think, like, even my lady now, I don't think, like, you know, did I take your breath away when we, like, I don't think I did like, that. I think look, it was like, he
like,
cool.
I'm thinking about that moment, right? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, is he going to like me? Like, once I, like, because I'm going to have to shoot my shot. I know.
Is he going to like me?
Yeah, and I know, I was like, okay, so how am I going to do this? So now I'm in my head.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you could be smitten at first meetup
might,
as well
I might
as
love
talking?
That nigga at first sight.
Wow, okay.
It's weird. It's weird.
When guys are smitten, like, I was talking, like, me and my homeboys, we get up on, you know, I'm always on, like, I'm not on the phone with my homeboys, I'm on the PlayStation. For all you guys, I'm on the PlayStation. Running Your Hat is my name. If you want to add me on PlayStation, right? No, like me and my homies, that's our therapy, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, like women, I mean, my therapist be like, yo, do you do something that like pours into you? I'm like, yeah, man. I've been on the game with my homies. And
I'm
it can,
not mad at that.
If I'm having a bad day, I'm getting on the game with my homies.
Okay.
If I want to do some camaraderie shit, I'm getting on the game with my homies.
Okay.
If I want to blow off some steam, I'm getting on the game with my homies. But here's the thing. We're all on the game, and we're not just talking NBA 2K or Grand Theft Auto or Marvel Rivals. We are talking about man shit, life shit.
Okay.
I heard my homie talk about this girl on the John the other day. I said, oh, like he's excited. He like, yeah, bro, she live up in Colorado, and I'm thinking about just renting a cabin in Aspen for like a day or two, man.
Oh, that's
I'm like, how'd y'all meet? He was like, yo, we met in Miami. I'm like, damn, like that's a lot. But he's excited about this.
Yeah.
It's good to hear my man's excited about something while we talking on a video game, right?
That's nice.
That's how guys. That's how I. He's smitten. He won't admit it, like because the guys be trying to be cool and shit. They be like, yeah, man, you know I'm gonna go get a cabin and shit. I'm like, nah, dog. Like, yeah, dog, you about to be romantic, bro? Keep it a bam. And that's the thing. We need to bring back, you know, being like. Excited about somebody.
Yeah.
Like that shit, like that's the problem. Like we've been let down so many times in our dating history and dating eras that we don't be excited about nobody or nothing no more. That hurts me.
Okay, so do you think that like we've also lost the form of like the art of romance? Cause like I feel like
hold on real quick. I don't think romance has anything to do with being smitten or just excited about somebody. Here's why I don't think those two are the same, because romance is something you do out of being smitten. You have to get there first though. And it's like, because like I'm not doing nothing romantic for somebody that I just met, but I know for a fact, like, I'm kind of feeling her, bro. I'm kind of feeling her, bro. I like this, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
My homies will tell me about, like, yo, I get really excited when my homies are telling me about a woman, but they do. Like, I'm grown, bro. We not excited about, yo, man, I got a girl with a fat ass. I'm a fucker. We don't have those conversations. Anytime I've had a conversation in at least the last 8 years of my life with grown ass men, it has been about, I like shorty. It's not about shorty thick. It's not. I don't think I've ever had a friend say shorty thick. But, like, you know, niggas in the comments be creeps, right? And like, a woman will post a picture of them in the gym, and there's a nigga in the comments, yo, shouty thick. Like, and thick with T-H-I-C-C.
Please edit it where you zoom in on yourself when you say that.
Shorty thick. No, but am I right or wrong though, right?
No, you're correct. So I was just interested because, like, I think I've experienced where I could be smitten by some guy body and the man is clearly like smitten by me, and it's like this whirlwind of like romance, like out the gate.
Okay, so yeah, like I said, man, I
think they could kind of coexist, friend.
No, I'm not saying they can't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they can coexist, but what you have to get to one to be to two.
Okay.
Romance doesn't start off the rip, right? Romance starts the moment that you realize you're... romance starts with reciprocation. To me, okay. I'm thoughtful before I'm romantic. So our first date, right? I don't know how this is going to go.
Okay.
But I know what you like. I've studied what you're doing. So now what I'm going to do is to shoot or to let you know I'm in this. I'm thoughtful. I did something thoughtful. Second date. Okay, we got a little bit of rapport here. I'm doing something thoughtful again. Third date, I'm romantic.
Okay.
Third date, and here's the thing. I'm wooing you the whole fucking time. I'm being thoughtful. Thoughtfulness is the prelude to romance. That's the prelude. If you can be thoughtful, you can be romantic. It's that simple. Romance is second base, right? You start off, you get your thoughtfulness on. You know she like, you know you about to pick her up. You know she like Reese's Pieces. Nigga, they better be in the car. Thoughtful. Small shit. That's not romantic. To me, that's not romantic. That's thoughtful. But that's on the way to romance, because romance is doing gestures for somebody that you care about that makes you want to make them feel like they're loved. That's what romance is.
Okay, I can receive that. Understandable.
That's what romance to me. No, I mean, I'm gonna give me a second, but I talked a lot. I want to ask you. So I said that, but what is your definition of romance? What is your definition of romance?
You know, for me, I think romance is like an everyday thing. Like, you know, I know you how you talk about, and I guess that also intertwines with being thoughtful. But something simple for me is like, it's not like these overzealous things, how you see people with the flowers on the floor and the money and all that stuff. It's just like, yeah, I think it's just like little things, you know, like he's so romantic, he's thoughtful. So it could be something like every week you getting me my favorite flowers. Like you said, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's one thing to be wine and dined, but it's like another thing for somebody to really learn you and knows what like kind of makes you happy.
So what it sounds like to me, your definition of romance more so is, right, like you it sounds like you have things that are romantic versus a broad definition of romance, which I think, you know, this is where we get lost in the sauce a lot of times, right? And I'm not saying that you're wrong, right? But it's like, if we think romantic is gestures, then it's like, that's not romantic in my opinion, right?
Okay.
Like, prime example, right? if I take you, let's say the second date, I want to take you to, like, I don't know, maybe I'm celebrating something. Maybe I just want to spend some money. Maybe I got some extra money. Maybe I really fuck with you. Like, yeah, let's go to Nobu, right? And
I thought he was gonna say the Maldives. I was like, okay, baby, you real romantic.
No. Let's just say we go to a very nice, expensive restaurant that we all know you don't eat there every day, and I don't eat there every day.
Okay.
Right? So let's say we go to Nobu, right? To me, that's not romantic, right? You can make it romantic if you. You know, you got the candles, you got flowers, you can make it romantic. But taking somebody out to a nice restaurant is not romantic. Like, because here's the thing, you can have different intentions on taking that person out to said restaurant. You may feel like this may do to get seal the deal. That's not romantic. You don't even know if she liked the fucking restaurant. That's not romantic, right? What's romantic is that maybe she said, maybe in conversation, right? She says, you know, I don't really do fine dining. I've never been to Nobu. And not because I can't afford it. And you get that impression. Like, you know, if she wanted to, she could.
Yeah.
She just like, yo, she'll just say, yeah, maybe I just never went because I never wanted to go. But I always wanted to try it. But I just like, I'm not pressed to do it. All right, cool. You're right. You make that decision in your mind. She says she never been. And I'm just using that as an example. It could be any restaurant. But the point is, now it's like the thought, because she said she don't like fine dining. It's like now that means you've paid attention. But you doing fine dining doesn't mean that you were romantic, because you can have a fuckboy intention.
True. But I mean, in the sense of, okay, so that goes back to what we said about like gestures and like how that can be like intertwined with romance. It's not necessarily about things. It's like picking up on certain things. So like for me, if it's something that you know that I typically normally do for myself.
Yeah.
And then you are like, oh, okay, I know this.
Okay.
About this person.
Yeah.
I'm going to interject myself and I'm going to do it for her.
Makes sense.
I think that's romantic.
That's fair. But let me ask you this, and I kind of want to go backwards a little bit.
Okay.
I want to go back to the smitten stage.
Right? Okay.
The reason why I want to get back to smitten is because I think romance, people say romance is dead, but I think romance is on a case-by-case basis, unfortunately. Okay. Like, everybody doesn't do romance the same way or think of romance the same way, if that makes sense. Like, to some guys and to some girls, you gotta earn the romance. When some guys or some girls, it's like, nah, I'm romantic, you know, when I meet you. Like, I'm showing up to the date with flowers, right? Like, did you watch The Later Daters?
Yes.
Yo, first of all, if you have not watched The Later Daters, that is the funniest show on television to me right now.
Yo.
Mainly because, for y'all don't know, it's...
they're like 50 and up.
Yeah, there's a group of, they follow a group of people around who's in their 50s, but they're 50 and single and they're trying to date. First of all, every man that's been on a date came to the date with flowers. All them 50 something to 60 something year old niggas had flowers.
And they had on, like, they were like dressed to the nines.
They were dressed
to impress.
The fits was old man fits. Like, niggas definitely had on Stacey Adams and
I'm not gonna knock that,
they took pride in getting dressed. Some of you niggas real quick, let's go back to smitten. Yo, when a man is smitten, yo, dog, I'm laying out the fit before I go out.
Really?
Not to say that I always do it, right? But like, you really putting some thought into what you wearing. Like, ain't no way a man going on a date and not saying in the mirror to himself, nah, I'm a killer with this.
Okay.
Like, you have to be saying that. If niggas not saying that, then that's the wrong guy you should be. If you not, like, you should not go out if you not trying to throw a fit on. Like, that bugs me to death. You
put
on
that
a date
shit on.
And you got on jeans and a hoodie and stuff. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. You wear what you want, you know, whatever you feel comfortable in. And if, you know, but dress appropriate. How about that? Dress appropriate. Yeah. You know you going somewhere. You going to a show. You coming to see me at my show. I'm telling you right. No, first, yo, I'm sorry. If you come see me at a comedy show, you better throw a fucking fit on. Don't come see me looking bummy. Mm-mm. I'm not saying I won't allow it, but like, nah, dog, I'm a good night out. Respect me. Respect me, respect the day. Fellas, if you taking a woman to come see me, you better have on a fit. I don't give a fuck if you got on Stacey Adams. You got on a fit, you tried, bro. I'm fucking with you, man. Don't ask me to take a pic after the show if you ain't got no fucking fit on. And I'm not saying, again, a fit don't necessarily, my bad, a fit don't necessarily have to be you know, create, just look like you, just look like you, you look like you laid your clothes out. Look like you, like, no, for real, man. Like, come with a fit, bro.
I remember a guy, we're still friends, but this guy that I dated briefly in college, and yeah. I worked at the mall, and he was just coming to see me at the mall while I'm at work.
But he came.
It wasn't like he came with that shit up. Like, he had on a nice little button up, like some nice slacks. Like some
slacks dress. Is I was hilarious.
Like, well, because I don't, you know, pay
a man with slacks is hilarious. Like,
I'm sorry, slacks, call them?
Slacks just sounds old as shit.
Well, okay, so what y'all call them?
I don't call, I got on pants, man.
Okay.
I don't
wear, nice pants. Nice pants.
I don't wear slacks.
And
that feels like khakis. Like,
you just coming to see me on
that nigga wore Dockers to come see you.
I'm like, it's like a 15. Like, no, I'm going to get a cookie.
Like, respect. No.
And he was really nice. And mm-hmm. I was just like,
do you judge a guy on the first date if his fit is off? Like, it can't, like, if he got a, is when I say off, right? Like, you, I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna look at his shoes first.
Okay.
And that's just simply because, like, we're coming from retail and working in, like, the shoe department. I don't know, like, my mind, like, how do you just always kind of start there and then you work your way up? But then it's LA, so it's kind of.
Have you dated a guy with a? Have you dated a guy? He had on a shitty fit, and then you was like, you know what? I don't think I deserve this in my life. I'm a head out. Keep it on. Keep it a buck. Cause I've done that to a woman. I've done it, and I'm not saying that on some machismo. Like, I be fleeing bitches stuff, but no. Like, we went on a date, and. Yeah, yo, the fit was awful with Skechers.
Fit know, was well, awful honestly,
with it's like I could the Skechers. If you gonna wear some Skechers, dog, you better like the rest of the fit need. It, I need to. I'm not a label.
I'm not
either.
Gonna say just, I have counted somebody out because I feel that.
You into fashion too? That's
I am, but also I feel like I can always make somebody over.
I'm
right?
not making a woman over because so, like, can you give
I,
it?
I dated.
I can't
no, so
give
it.
Women ain't. You not take? Are you taking clothes advice from a man?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like depending, but because I'm like, if he can't dress, you can't tell me how to dress. But he didn't specify either. He didn't say, you know, like, you know, maybe he work at Lanvin. Shout out to my. Friend Ramon, but you know, I think my guy has had two pairs of pants that I hated, and he went on like a work trip, and somebody broke into the car and stole that bag, and he was like, "Oh, my pants was in there." I was like, "Which pants?" And he told me, and I'm like, with my other homeboy, like at an event, I was like, "Yes, those pants got stole."
But are you going to replace those pants?
Fuck no, they were terrible.
No, but when I say replace it, no. When I say replace the pants, like maybe if you hated those pants and he got his pants, hold on, he got his pants stolen, why didn't you get him the pair of pants that you like to see him in? Cause like I ain't gonna lie, I got pants, like my lady know, I like J. Crew's pants. Like okay. But here's the thing, I like the same pair of pants in like multiple colors. I'm that guy. Like, if I like something, I'm going to grab it, but I'm going to grab it in multiple colors.
I was going to say which men typically tend to do that is the shopping trend that y'all have. But, no.
Like, I got a whole bunch of these sweatsuits.
Here's the thing, Clint. Before I could even try to do that, them motherfucker replaced them damn pants with them same pants. So I was like, well, shit. It is not like we don't live together. So they just can't disappear and then I replace it with something else either. Like, that's something that I would do. But, like, I've had men, like, I was dating a guy, a white guy. And
I already know where this is going.
I know. But here's the thing. He really wanted me to help him with his style. And so
what was his style?
He was an architect, so he kind of wore like khakis or like a polo shirt, like that, like a uniform.
So he was dressed like he was what, business casual?
Yes.
Did he wear this out with you too? It's nothing worse than a nigga like
it's
business.
Not that it wore like
business casual out on a date is so 2009.
I don't think that
he... You remember y'all used to be business casual at the club. I didn't forget.
He might not have been that fly because that might have required a vest. You know,
damn,
a guy might have had a vest.
Damn, that's tough.
But here's
nigga was dressed like... So he dressed like Arthur.
what's wrong with Arthur?
I like the way Arthur, but I'm just saying, is that how he dressed? Yeah, Arthur.
So,
the, Arthur
yeah,
the Arthur.
Yes.
Like Arthur has on, he wears a pair. First of all, which cartoon? I'm going to talk about that later. But Arthur has
jeans,
white sneaks.
Actually, white cap, red sneakers.
Okay.
Yellow sweater with a button up under it.
That's a nice look with the glasses.
So I would say maybe like that. But he wanted to be, you know, like be in style. And so I was like, okay, I need you to pick up these few magazines and then look through them and tell me
like
what you like. And then we can start there.
That's a good. But see, here's the thing. I think it's not to me, it's not about what you wear. It's how you wear it and your style with or like your attitude with it. Right.
Correct.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I wear like my fashion is I wear the sweatsuits. Like my fashion is very around the way.
OK.
My fashion is very around the way. Like I'm very like. Now you talk about smitten. A woman with a nice fit on when mm-hmm. I meet her, like this is the first time we met, like on some like you at a house party, and I'm really like if I'm digging your fit, oh I'm at you.
Okay.
I'm at you. Especially if you wearing like and it gotta be like I can tell you dress like this often or like you just know what you doing. You know what I'm saying? I say that to say, you know, like that to me is a big deal, right? Like a woman with like a night, like, you know what I mean? But it gotta fit your personality. Like, yeah. I don't wanna feel like you trying. And I feel like niggas try or he'll look through a magazine and be like, I wanna dress like that, but you don't have the bravado to dress like that. You don't have the, and we're not even just talking about the body. We just talking about like, you know what I'm saying?
But when Deion Sanders said, like, when you look good, you feel good, can change, like, the person's, like...
So, okay, let's say you dating a big guy. Like, let's say, like, think about it. In the 90s, women was probably telling their big men, yo, you need to dress like Heavy D.
Yeah, Heavy D could get it.
Yeah, like, right? Like, Heavy D was... Heavy D dressed incredible.
Yeah.
Right? Heavy D dressed... Niggas, yeah. Like... You can, like...
Because I think sometimes, like, okay, so if we stay there, like, I think that... People that are that could have a little more meat, tend to there is a little sometimes they're everybody not as confident, but then there's like they don't realize that there are brands that are made for them, and
exactly.
So they're not
exactly
privy to it. So you have to educate them on that,
And it's a store or a style for every guy, you just have to find yours.
Yeah,
I found mine in and then when I dress up, right. I'm still kind of around the way, but mm-hmm. now I'm a little more like you, but you can tell I'm going out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's like I'll wear like khaki, you know, a pair of J. Crew pants. I usually get my pants
khakis.
But they not really khaki. They
okay,
they not like, they you like they don't look like I don't look like I'm wearing Dockers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They fit me just right. I got them tapered. Okay. I got them, you know what I mean? Okay. Like I got like they look good, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Wear them with some sneaks, maybe a button-up shirt, jean jacket, nice hat.
Okay.
We're outside tonight, sis. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, same thing, sweatsuit. Like, but like I accessories matters, fellas. Like, I don't go nowhere without the watch and the chain. Like,
okay.
All of that kind of shit matters, man. You wearing a graphic T-shirt? You wearing like, you, bro? You can do something, man. You can do something. You can do something. You choose not to.
I think some people just have to be guided there.
Well, and fellas, you need to ask your female friends to guide you.
Yeah, seriously, you need to utilize your community,
right.
And get there because a lot of people probably have it and they're just not aware or what to do or
right.
They're like, oh, my body type. But it's like you have to do things for your body.
Oh, work out, nigga.
Clint.
Hey, man. Like we talking about body,
listen,
motherfucker. Like work
listen,
out, man.
Okay.
And I don't work out. I don't work out. Like yes I do. I box. But like I'm in deep like this is the best shape physically I've ever felt. Like I've been in it a long
time.
That's
like, good.
I'm under 200 pounds.
Okay.
Right? Like when I was at my heaviest, I was like 230, 240.
Okay.
Like right now I'm at 196.
Oh, that's good.
196.
Okay.
I feel great, yo.
That's not Ozempic?
No, I don't know.
Just was playing
with you. Dog. You know what I do?
Listen.
I drink a lot of water.
Okay.
I pee all, like my lady tell you, I pee like 7 times in the night.
And that's the thing. It's like I drink like a half a gallon, but my God, I'm like I have to figure out how to drink the majority of that at the first part of the day, because I just I'll be sleepy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, like I think that's so I've never discounted somebody because of that, but I feel like you can help people, and you have to leave people better than how you met them anyway. So maybe you gave somebody some style sense.
That's fair. You right. All right. We're gonna finish off, or we're gonna end it with what did we learn today. But before we get to that, let's really, really finalize being smitten and why being smitten is important to dating. Which y'all don't know is we had a whole conversation about Alicia Keys before we got here. But all right. Like, why is being smitten to you? Would you say smitten is important to dating culture? And if it is, why is it? If it isn't, why is not? Why is it?
I feel like if you're not smitten by anybody, you don't really like that person. Like, what are we doing here? You know, like, just wasting time? Like, I want...
No, I'm listening.
I was listening. You made the Clint face.
No,
like,
I'm not disagreeing. I just know how niggas think.
Yeah, and I mean,
I know how niggas think. Like, niggas is on some, like, I'm just not trying. From a man's perspective, it's way too many guys be worried about being impressed with women. Like, showing some interest ain't being impressed. Because the problem is, I'm going to be real. That's a projection. Men feel like we don't want to be pressed because when we're doing nice shit or doing thoughtful shit, we feel like we pressing too hard. And girls are like, no, you're not, my guy, you're fine. And you know why it's fine? Because I like you back.
Yeah.
If she don't like you back, my guy, then you're pressed. That's it.
I was gonna say there'll be somebody else that would
if she don't like you back, you're pressed.
But also realize that every nigga not doing that, so you are like showing up and rising to the occasion.
Yeah,
like I want a nigga to fall at my feet and throw, all right, like, well, all right, okay,
now see, that's now we're taking it. Okay,
that's not being
fall
pressed.
At my feet. Like, come on, all right.
Clint, let me have it.
No, I'm not letting you. Because I gave you. No. I gave fall at my feet is like.
I didn't mean in the literal sense, okay. But it's just like.
I don't like that metaphor. Okay. Find something else.
I didn't mean, like, you made it seem like I was saying it in the sense of, like, I want to walk all over this nigga. That's not what I mean.
I know.
I want to feel.
You want to feel wanted.
That's what I'm like. What's wrong with that?
So
I don't want to be confused.
That's a bar. Damn. You don't want to be confused.
I don't.
You just want. You want to know you like me and I like.
Exactly.
That's real. Damn, fellas, did you hear that? Women sit there. Women that probably listen to this, like, finally, somebody said it. Yes, women don't want to be confused, bro. They don't like the gray area.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, right? Like, let me know with your actions where you stand. I gotta respect that.
It's that simple, though.
I gotta respect that. Fellas, can we? This is what I'm talking about on this podcast. We're finding middle ground.
Yeah.
Right? So you not pressed, man. She just don't like to be confused. Do you like me, yes or no? Bottom line. And if you like me, don't tell me you like me. Let me see that you like me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm with that. I think smitten is important to the dating culture because being smitten means you're excited. And if you're excited, that means you date on offense. You're not going on a date in a bad mood. Yep. You're not going on a date trying to be like, you know, trying to be cool. You're going on a date, you're doing something fun, and you've overthought anything, and old girl is like, you know what? You did just fine, my guy. You are right with me, right? Like, that's why, like, being smitten is that important. It really makes the other person feel good, especially when you know somebody's smitten, right? Like, digging to me, digging on you. You can tell when somebody digging on you. It feels good to feel that. So I want that for people, man. So coming to the end of the episode, I think we know what we've learned today just based off what we just said. Dominique, tell them what you got going on, man, and let's get out of here.
I have a hilariously funny podcast called Everyone Needs an Aquarius. It is life through the gaze of two Aquariuses. Also, Whiskey Sour podcast is coming back. I needed a break. I have to get you on because I'm so interested in you, learning that you're a historian. Yeah. And then Candles are coming back, but that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We can follow you in the description of the episode. Yeah. At St. Angeles everywhere, right?
Yes. S-A-I-N-T.
Yes, Angeles. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This was a good episode, yeah. This podcast is over.